Aleph. The Gemara comments in the next phrase of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ochlo ksus ekelim mishalom chatzi nezek." So the pashtus is, ksus ekelim is an unusual thing to eat, not even al yedei dchak, and therefore it is din of karen, and presumably, therefore it's only it will be chayiv also b'shus harabim, right? Bamed barma murim b'shus hanizik. B'shus harabim is potter. So why should ochlok sus eikelim be potter b'shus harabim? Ochlok sus eikelim mishalom chatzi nezik. So that is karen. So karen is chayiv b'shus harabim. Bamed varma murim b'shus hanizik. Same regel is chayiv b'shus hanizik. B'shus harabim. Shavu regel is potter. So does that apply to the din of Karen that was mentioned here as well? So the Gemara says, "Ahai, ochluk sus, omerav akulu." Right, hodik toni masnisin v'shusir rabin petura akulu koi. V'afil luksus v'kelim d'shimri zeh v'toldu v'karen. Right, we have the question that the Gemara is raising is how does one read the Mishnah? Sus v'kelim should be a din of chatzi nezik, is a din of Karen. Karen is chayav birshus in the Gemara. Karen is chayav. Right, the Mishnah. Habehema mu'edes lechol peis v'yirakis. So if it eats something normal, so that's shein. It's shein. Even if it's like dayet chak. Och lo ksus oikelim. But if it eats something, clothes or dishes, kelim, so then it's mashalom chatzi nezek because that's karen. All right, so far so good. But medvar malmurim, this din that we've been discussing, shein lechol aroyla, is b'shus hanizik. Avol b'shus harabim is potter. Good, so that's the din. B'shus that's the din of nizik. That's the din of Karen. Karen is potter b'shus harabim. That's the machlokes rosh and small. Why is Karen potter b'shus harabim? V'yir b'steyacher. So now the Gemara says. B'med v'rma morim v'shus ha'nizik al v'shus ha'rabim potter, is that referring to the chatzi nezek obligation of v'shus ha'kelim as well? So that would be strange, because Karen is chayim v'shus ha'rabim. So only Shein is potter v'shus ha'yach. There's potter v'shus ha'rabim. Right? But Karen is chayim v'shus ha'rabim. Kavon alazik, so the Gemara says, "Ahai, what's this going on?" Rashi says the Gemara, the question of "Ahai, what's this going on?" is this question of what is Potter Birshus Harabim. So Rav says, Akulu, we did a chiddush, that Ochlok Sus V'Kelem is Potter altogether B'Shus HaRabim. So why should Karen be Potter B'Shus HaRabim? So we have a new rule, Mai Taima. Kol HaMishanu Bo'achar V'Shinu Bo'i Potter. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees, Shmuel says, Leishonu El HaPeis HaRakos, Avuksus v'kelim chayemis. So Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says there's no new din over here. One has to read the Mishnah in a non-literal way. You read the Mishnah the way you would assume to have read the Mishnah, with no new principles. But Rav says there's a principle, a new chiddush, a chiddush that's being added in this Mishnah, that Karen if Karen, that Karen can be potter b'shus mechein omer shlokish kulu. And Rish Lakish agreed with Rav. He paskin like Rav. The Ozdem Rish Lakish Tamai. Then, because of this, Rish Lakish paskin a similar case. What is this case of Kolam Mishana Vacha Vishino Potter? How is it being applied over here? Who is the first Kolam Mishana, the person to put the Kalim Bishus Rav? That's not a normal place to leave one's tools. Uboacher Vishina, and then the Mazik did the Malacha, the Hezek of Karen. So Kola Mishana Uboacher Vishina Potter. Karen is Potter if the Nizik did something strange. So that's what we have to figure out. Number one, are we going to pass him like Rav? And number two, what's the Svar of Rav? Why should it be the fact that I did something, if the Nizik did something strange, the Nizik changed from the normal course of events? So the Pasha says, I guess the Nizik changed from the normal course of events, so then the Mazik is not responsible, could not expect that to happen. All right, that sounds like the rush of the smah. Sounds like the smah, right? The nizik has to take on responsibility for. All right, is it muchrach the smah? Could you read the rush into this as well? Right, the rush says that it's not. It's beyond the ability of the mazik to watch the animal. It'd be hard to push the rush idea into this line. But according to the Sma, it means that the Nizik has to take responsibility. He did something unusual. Where does Rish Lakish apply this rule of Rava? The Omer Rish Lakish, shtei poris b'shus haravim, two cows in b'shus haravim. Achas rebutzavi, achas malechas. One is resting and one's walking. Bato malechas berbutza. So the walking cow kicks the cow that's lying down. Bato is what of? Karen. Berbutza. So then the Gemara says, Ptura. If the walking cow gives a zetz to the lying, the cow that's lying, but revutza malechas chayevis. So now, how's the Gemara learning Pshat and Rish Lakish? No? No, call him Mishana. So what's the, who's the Mishana? Who's that?
The animal
that's had to lie down. I let my animal lie down versus the rabbim. Right? So that's kolam mishana. Ubacher. So now now that the mazik does karen, no. So the mazik is potter. That's Rav's din. Revutz malachas chayevus. But if while the malachas is walking, the revutza sticks out its leg to trip the malachas, so that is regular karen. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Loishonu LePeris V'Rakis Avukus Ksus V'Kelim Chayevus. Right. So that means that Rabbi Yechanan, when he learned the Mishnah, he learned the Mishnah like Shmuel. Leima Rabbi Yechanan Les Lei Derish Lakish Afilu B'Shtei Paris. Now, what would Rabbi Yechanan say about Rish Lakish's din? What would Shmuel say about Rish Lakish's din? What's the chiddush in Rish Lakish? What is he saying which we would not have necessarily expected him to say? Which din?
Karen Potter
Shizaram. Alright, the chiddush of Rish Lakish is that when the revutza gives a kick to the parah lying down, that's the chiddush. So, are we going to say that Rabbi Yechanan would be mechayiv the mahaleches birevutza as well? Rabbi Yechanan less later reshlagish afilu v'shtei parahs. If Rabbi Yechanan is perfectly aligned with Shmuel, in other words, Shmuel's pshat in the Mishnah, so that means that Shmuel does not necessarily learn in the Mishnah this chiddush of Rav, kolam mishanu b'achar v'shina. So does, now when we apply this din from Ksusa Kalim to Parva Butza, what would the din be then? So the Gemara says, Loi, la'olam islay, Rav Yechanan may accept Mishlokish's din. What's that? Why should that be? Ksus avdei inshe de manche glimba umispache. Alvo behema lav urcha. So what's Rabbi Yechanan? The Gemara says in Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish's din is not necessarily the din of Rav and Shmuel. What's the other way to, why is that? Because Rabbi Yechanan could argue Ksus avde inshi de manchi lima umispache. There are people who leave their clothes b'shus Rav. Not such a strange thing. So what does that mean? That's so going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not an example of kolam mishana b'achar mishina. The machlekes of Rav and Shmuel might not be the principle of kolam mishana b'achar mishina. The machlekes of Rav and Shmuel could be a question of whether it's normal to have kelim b'shus Rav. That's all. So the Gemara concludes by saying there is a machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan's position is unclear. Shmuel's position might be unclear. Right? But the suffix whether kolam mishanu b'achar v'shina is a machlokes. Maybe everybody holds kolam mishanu b'achar v'shina. All right, that's a yotzei misugya. We have a Mishnah. There are two ways to read the Mishnah. Exactly, what is the nekudas hamachlokes? What are the two ways to read the Mishnah? Whether ksus the karen b'ksus v'kelim b'shus ramchai v'rapoter, and exactly what are the, what does that depend on? So it could depend on a very, very benign issue. Is leaving clothes b'shus rabim derech and not derech. No chiddush in halacha. It's a chiddush in trying to figure out the metzias. Or it's a chiddush, or it's a machloikis in a just how sensitive the din is of derech b'shus rabim. Right, that's. But it's nothing that it's a detail in Allah. Or it could be that the machlek is something which is much more fundamental. And that is, when the nizik did something strange and unusual, does that pater the mazik from any hezik that the nizik occurs? All right, that's already an important yusoid. All right? Kol mishana b'achar v'shina. Alright, before you ask, let's look at the parallel sugya in Chav Dalid. The Gemara, this din of Kol mishana b'achar v'shina, the Gemara applies to another machlekes. Toshma b'raisa, Shisa boy is a kelev. Shisa boy nochash. Potter. My love, potter mishase v'chayim bal kelev. Loi. Ema potter af mishase. Alright? There's a dog. And person aggravates the dog and incites the dog to to bite the nizik. Potter. My love, potter mishasa. There are three players over here. There's a mishasa, there's a balakelev, and there's a nizik. So, my love, potter mishasa, mechayi balakelev. So the mishasa would be potter. Why would the mishasa be potter?
Not the
Baal. Was
that? Not the
Baal. Not the Baal, okay. But maybe he, why isn't he Adam Amazik? He did not do anything.
Roma?
Was that?
Like Roma?
Roma, right? In other words, he did not do a Mais Ezek. He got Reuven's Behemoth to do a Mais Ezek. All right, so the Mishas is Potter Roma. Chai B'din Ishmael problem. Baal Kelev, where was his Shmira? So Al Kelev is Chai. So that's what it means. Loi. Eima Potter Af Mishasa. Everybody's Potter. Omer Rabba. So, and why should the Baal Al Kelev be Potter? Omer Rabba Imtim Tzaloimer Mishasa Klovi Shal Chaveir V'Chaveir V'Chayiv. She saw who Ba'asmai Potter. Rabba says, if you will take the first way of reading the Toshma. No. If you will disagree and say a Mishasa Klovi Shal Chaveira B'Chaveira Chayev. So what will the din be of Shiso Huba Atzmoy? Of the Nizik inciting of the person baiting the dog. He aggravated the dog. He made the dog run after him. He teased the dog. The dog bit him. What's the din then? She sohu ba'atzmoi potter. If you'll tell me mishasa klovi shel chaver bechaver chayav. So she sohu ba'atzmoi potter. Omar Rava, my time, Kola Mishana, Uboachar Bishina Boy Potter. So, how's Rava applying the din of Kola Mishana, Uboachar Bishina Boy Potter? Kola Mishana, who's the Mishana here? Uboachar Bishina Boy. Was that? So the Mishasa is the in this case there's well the Mishasa is the Nizik. So who's the let's call him Mishana Barakha Vishina boy?
The Nizik.
Uboacher Mishina boy, and then the all right. So the Nizik did something strange. He said teasing the dog. The dog did a Maisa Karen. Karen is Potter. All right. I aggravated the Nizik, the Mazik, to do it to me. Mechaver Lezik. So again, so the Rava's din of Kol Mishana Barachar Vishina means that once again the Nizik has to take responsibility and relieves the Baal HaKelev. So Gemara says, only a popular Rava, Itmar Mishmeide Rishlokish Kavosecha, your Chiddush, Rishlokish already said. Dom Rishlokish, they parse with the Rabbi, Achshavutas Alechas. So then Rabba said to Rapapa, I would have been mechayiv in that case. I would not agree with Rish Lakish. Why is that? The min alei ki is lach reshusa l'skuya alei lebuute bi less lach reshusa. Says I would be mechayiv. Why? Because the rebutza, you've no reshusa to kick me. You should have stepped over me. What's the Rambam saying? Kol mishana b'achar mishina. Right? Apparently, Rav may have held the no din of kol mishana b'achar mishina. Rav Yechanan, not the ksus. Okay. But leaving the ksus may not be din of kol mishana b'achar mishina. What's clearly what Rava says is for sure a din of kol mishana b'achar mishina is the nizik that baits the mazik. Okay, now leaving sus v'kelim b'shus rabim machloik is that's an example of kol mishana b'achar mishina. What about Birvutsa and mahalachas machloik is your papa machloik is. What's Rava's explanation for why he would say this is not a case of kol mishana b'achar mishina? Let me say this: how would you defend Rav Papa's equation of the two halachas? The revutza, the malachas kicks the revutza. So we want a part of the malachas. What was the revutza doing over there?
He was shinaba. He was the achar.
Right. Okay. So now we're saying, why is the fact that the nizik was mishana, why does that pater the maz? Right? So you said that that's the sma. The sma says that the nizik was like mafkir. The nizik was mishtatef in the hezik. When the nizik left his page with shusarabim, so then he was doing something unusual, and he was called being mafkir. He was responsible, partly responsible for that. He was being mishasa. If I left my fruit b'shus rabim, so I'm opening myself up. I'm putting the fruit right in front of the animal. I can't come back and say, why did you have my fruit? Why did you leave it there? So kol mishana is we're saying if the nizik is responsible in some way for the hezik, the mazik is off the hook. We don't even say the shutfim. So Rava says that it's clear to me that the nizik is responsible if he actually goads the animal on. He teases the animal. That's clear to me. Right? Kol mishana. But if you leave your fruit, but if the animal lies down, just look at the lashon of Rava. I gave you reshus to kick me. Ki islach reshusa l'saguya lei. In the lashon. Let's kol mishana. I gave you reshus. I left my fruit bushes around and gave you reshus. I goaded the animal. So I gave him reshus. Teasing the animal. So that means I said, go ahead, be mazik. I left my kalim b'shus rabim. If you hold the thun, not the right place. So I gave you reshus. I see a makor for the sma. Kolam mishana b'achar mishina. So the Rambam's pshat is that the nizik is kilu saying, come and get me. If that's the case, so then of course we should be, we let the mazik off the hook. Call it rishus, call it mechila. It's more than mechila. Right? So again, so we have three possible examples of the principle called Mishana Barachar Mishina. Rava will say there's only one example of Kol Mishana that's Mishasa. Rav Papa says there are two examples of Kol Mishana. Revutza and presumably Resh Lakish holds there are two examples of Kol Mishana Barachar Mishina. Alright? Rabbi Yechanan presumably holds there are two examples of Kol Mishana Barachar Mishina. Possibly Rav may hold the three examples of Kol Mishana Barachar Mishina. Ksus v'kelim, right? Now clearly, the leaving ksus v'kelim is very much different than being mishasa. And revutza is more of a mishasa than a ksus v'kelim, right? So. From the, how would you explain the machlekes between Rav Papa and Rava? Rava says the only case that I can tell you call Mishnah Mishina is being Mishasa. And Mishlach would say no, Revutz is also. So how would you define the difference between Mishasa and Revutza? So Mishasa, we have a clear definition. Rava tells us, I gave you Rishos. What does the Mishnah say about giving Rishos to be Chovel?
You can't give Rishos to be Chovel.
Right.
You can't that.
Right. So what's the difference?
It's not yourself.
Yeah. The difference is that it's only L'chor, the din, that I cannot give you Rishos to beat me up, make you pot, there's only Bechobel Be'atzme. But my Kalim, I cannot give Rishus to another human being, apparently. Because he is an Yisr Chavola, irrespective. I cannot be Matav Yisr Chavola. But to an animal, there's an Yisr Chavola. That's a pshat. No, so So Rabbi, we understand. See, the roots, I didn't give you Rishus to beat me up. You could have walked around me. So what's the Hezbir of Resh Lakish? What Resh Lakish answered? What were Resh Lakish or Pop answered to Rabbi? Or say Yaakov?
Maybe it's about like how strong of a connection you need between the first Shinoi and the second Shinoi. In the case of Mishasa Zekela, there's a very strong causative connection.
Correct.
Because you were Mishasa Zekela, therefore the Kela was Mishana and did the second Shinoi. But in the case of Revutza, it's harder to see an obvious connection between the fact that the animal is Revutza and kicking, maybe.
Good, so now who would have a criticism for Yaakov Chila? Yaakov Chila is clear. Where would there be room to question Yaakov Chila?
The words don't really...
Right, okay. Really, so let's look at this more carefully. So what Yaakov said, Lachar makes... is patently clear. There's one situation where the nizik mamish causes the hezik. The nizik and mishas, the animal's minding his own business. I started teasing the animal. So I tease the animal, and then I go to the shomer, and they go to the Baal and say, whoa, why were you watching your animal? You gave rishus. I have to watch you and then take responsibility when you're mazik yourself with my animals. Why should it be chayiv? Kol mishana, kol is really kol mishasa. But my animal lie down, and your animal, that doesn't say that I didn't put a sign, kick me, right? So one is a mamash I brought about the hezek. Kol mishana is not really kol mishana; it's really kol mishasa, right? Totally different din. So if Papa would say, that's what Rabbi would say, L'chara. So now, and that would unravel this whole din of Kol HaMishana B'Achar Rashina. Rabbi doesn't really hold. L'chara, we would say Rabbi does not really hold in this din of Kol HaMishana. Then he would do Mishana. Person, Nizek, who brings Ezek upon himself. We're going to part through the Mazda. But the Lashon of Rabbi is, I didn't give you Rishus. So Beryl's correct, it's a little bit strained. Why didn't Rava say, almost like what Teisva says, Loi domi l'shor et stadja, sha'odun nilchom ima l'horgot. What did he say, Loi domi? Like, it's really no basis of comparison. He said, no, you could compare them, but by Mishasa I gave Rishos. By Rebutza, I didn't give Rishos. That's not the lashon. How would we explain Rav Papa Rish Lakish? That's all the same. Rav Papa saying it's all the same din. Even Rish Lakish himself can say it's two separate dinim. Rish Lakish said one case, the case where you guard your hezek la'atzmecha. Other case is where you do something strange. Rav Papa is one that says, no, Rav, your din is Rav Papa's din. It is the Shlokish's din. It's part of a broader din. So just using Yaakov's formulation, the Kol HaMishana doesn't have to be where you see a direct we see cause and effect. The Revutza, in other words, Resh Lakish would say, you did give Rishus when you lie down in Rishus around. You could walk around me, yeah, you could walk around me. But why do I have to give you instructions to walk around me? L'chayra, Rava is responding to Rav Papa's equation. The Chor of Papa's equation was Kol HaMishana is when the Nizik Ki'ilu gives Rishos, when the Nizik is Ki'ilu Moichel, when the Nizik is Ki'ilu saying, waving his rights almost. So the Chor, that's the Nekudah over here. That would explain, that would be a good response to Beryl Ta'ara, that Rava is really responding to Rish Lakish l'shitasa shel Rish Lakish. Right? It opens up a possible ambiguity. It's possible that the pasha of the sugya is the pashas, if you read it, like Beryl's approach to the pashas. You read the sugya by saying Rava holds Kol HaMishana is when I can interpret that the Nizik gave Rishus to the Mazik, so then the Mazik is off the hook. If it would be Odom HaMazik, we would say Rishus doesn't get off the hook. But when it's not Odom HaMazik, no. That's Lachar would be the straightest, and you go the animal giving Rishus. And the Rav would say, but the Rishus not giving Rishus. And Eshlag would say, he would interpret Rishus a little bit differently. Slight different nuance, I have to get the exact language. But is it Rishus? Is it Mechila? Is it the welcoming the Hezek? Or is it not the Ki'ilu that you're waiving your rights by lying down. I said, I have a different nusach. I'm exactly to define the difference. But that luchayra hides the what Rava could have said. Rava could have said, in one case, I said chabolbi. In one case, I was mamish caused the hezek. In the other case, I didn't cause the hezek. So what have we learned so far? We learned so far that the sugya called the mishanu b'achar v'shinu. That's number one. We know that there's one case where everybody would say this is a case of chayiv, although we can't be sure that this would be a kol mishanu b'achar v'shinu. But in this parasha so far of how we've arranged the three cases, ksus v'kelim v'shus harabim, revutza and malachas, and mishasa. Mishasa, Rava says, that's your quintessential kol mishana nizik is that the mazik is potter. Rish Lakish, according to Rav Papa, is Moisef, and says Revutza. When the Revutza, when the Mahalech is boy the Revutza, also a case, and Rav would disagree. He would say in that case, the Mahalech is that boy is chayiv. The case of our Mishnah of Ksus v'Kelim, a Machlek is Rav how to read the Mishnah. But according to Rav that reads the Mishnah, Ksus v'Kelim is also part of the Rav. So that's Kol HaMishana, not like Rabbi Yechanan. It's the Gemara's comment that Rav could see, so that would be certainly, Rav would not accept that that's Kol HaMishana, and it's even, and Rabbi Yechanan for sure does not accept because it's not a Mishana. And Mishlokish may hold that that's also from Mishana. You're leaving your kelim shes harabim. It's not a normal thing. The fact that you're doing not normal means you are relinquishing. You're being moichel your right to sue. So now, right? So that's what we learned so far. So lachayra. Mishlokish would say, and this would be a tight fit to Beryl's ha'ara, is the fact that I was Mishana means I'm relinquishing my zchus. The fact that this is unusual. The fact that I put my kelim b'shus harabim, even though you could say, like, who gives you the right? As long as I'm doing something normal and expected, I leave stuff b'shus harabim, that everybody leaves b'shus harabim, though, so then I haven't waived any zchus. The moment that I do something that's unusual, the fact that it's unusual. Right? In other words, again, so now we're saying not exactly what the Sma said. Sma is giving a svar for Ubi B'Steyacher. It's just a slight nuance in the Smosfer. Kol HaMishana, the fact that it's unusual, so what was this guy thinking? He put his kelim b'shus harabim. The fact that it's something, u'bachar v'shinu, that's ke'ilu, I am relinquishing my zuchus of and Rabbi Yechanan and Rava, we say mechitesa. You did something strange, not expected. But why should I interpret that as relinquishing zechuyos? People do strange things, right? People leave things where they shouldn't leave them. But what does that give you a zechus? What does it mean? Rava says, if I can connect the dots, and you were mishasa, you incited, you aggravated. Yeah. Okay, then you have to makabel the responsibility. But the fact that you're mishana, when you look at it this way, which position is easier to defend? I did something unusual, b'shus Rava. Put my excuse for kelim there, and then the Karen. Then he's mazik. No, which is a muska, which is a, the svarach itzayna, which is the easier position to defend. Chai v'potter, rava or meshlokish, let's say. If rava or b'yechanan. B'yechanan says that kelim is normal b'shirab. All right. I do something which is clearly not normal b'shirab. I don't know what it would be. U'blachar b'shina. The fact that I did something strange, should that be interpreted as giving rishus? Lazi. Put in a little bit of, put it in the way that Zeb would say. Following the sma, the Torah said, "Ubir b'steyacher." Right, this is doing Zev Lishitosa. It's Gzeres HaKosuf. But Uvir B'Seyacher means that the Torah was Machadish a Svara. What was the Svara was Machadish? That I'm only Chayav for Peirah, he's B'Shus Acher. But Peirah is B'Shus Ram Nan Chayav. So what was the Chidit, what was the Torah Machadish over there? That Peirah is B'Shus a Rabbah. So was the Torah Machadish a Svara that kol mishano v'achar mishin is potter. What was I doing putting my prayers for Shiram? Or was the is kol mishano v'achar mishina? I'm taking that as a muchrach. Just trying to rephrase the same question in terms of the svara mechudeshes. It was, if the svara that is less the svara that was not that I would not be mechadish on my own is the one that I would assume the Torah is mechadish. So just rephrasing the question: what is the easier svara to defend? I'm Mishan, I do something strange with Sarabim. Is doing something unusual a tour, so to speak? Just the fact that it's different. You know what you say, Yaakov? So you're saying is that the shinoi per se is not a reason to relinquish zechuyos. You're willing to say that if the shinoi is something that is similar to being meshasa, but you're stuck on the svara of that the nizik has to be actively promoting the hezek. Be willing to say, well, it needn't be that he's mamish teasing the dog. Could be a little bit less than that, but the fact that he was mishana on its own is not a reason. So therefore, all right. So you're saying that's the you would have lachairam. You want to defend Rav Papa. You want to defend the Rish Lakish. But they would not necessarily say that just leaving sus v'kelim, even if the davar mishuna, is enough. But could be that revutza is not. I did something strange, but revutza means I did something that made it more. That somehow invited hezek. I didn't go to it, but it somehow lie down mishusa rabbi. But the mishan itself would not be reason to pater. The Rav says Shmuel Omer Lo Yishonu LePeres Ayirak Zuksus VeKelim Chayevis. All right, let's follow the riff carefully. Shmuel says Zuksus VeKelim is Chayev. Why not? It's Karen. V'chein Omer B'yechna Lo Yishonu LePeres Ayirakis Avuksus VeKelim Chayevis. Why? The Lav Mishunhu Tav the Inish the Monach Klim Abishus Ram Umispasach. All right. So l'chayra, the riff is passing like Rabbi Yechanan, right? That means that the riff's lashon is this is not called mishuna. The lab mishuna the oven. Vayis tachayis that the riff is passing that kol mishana b'chav mishina is potter. But our mishnah is not an example of that. But our mishnah should be read like Rabbi Yechanan. All right. Based on that, now what would we expect the Rif to say by Mishasa? No.
Potter.
Why?
Because that would be.
Yeah, right. He would apply the rule called Mishana, Potter, all right? What would you expect the Rif to say about Revutza and Mahalachas? The Asker Rava. Hamishasa klovish chaveri b'chaveroi. Now, Gemara says that who's chayev? Do we say that the mishasa is chayev because he acted with mazik, or do we say that the baal kelim is chayev because he should have known this could have happened? V'aske rava im tim tzalem mishasa klovish shel chaveri b'chaveri chayev baal kelim shiso batzim poter my taima. Right, so that's what Zev was saying. We know the riff holds of the principle, and we know that therefore would follow through this part. Omle rapapa chiyamrina mishmeid rishlokish shtei parois v'shusir ram achas v'vutsa v'achas v'halachas v'otav v'alachas v'vutsa potura v'vutsa v'alachas chayevs omle imi shumo loy tesayin. Don't bring me a raya from here. What's the kasha that the Rishonim posed to the Rif? Does the Rif paskin like Rish Lakish? Or not? All right. So the Rif paskin like Rava, not like Rish Lakish. Now, when the Rif learns, and since he doesn't paskin like Rish Lakish, what would he say about Ksus v'Kelim Shus HaRabim? He doesn't pass on the Rish Lakish. He says Kolam Mishan is only the case of Kolam Mishase. So therefore, leaving Sus v'Kelim Shus HaRabim could certainly not be a Ptur. And therefore, he has to say, like Shmuel, that there's a case follows Rabbi Yechon, and this is, it's normal to leave it there. All right? Okay. So we'll stop here because it's late. Have a chance to look, please look at the Rosh and the Rambam, just to finish up the sugya. But in terms of what we accomplished today is we organized the three examples of Mishana. We understand the Rif's psak of exclusively holding Rava's din of Mishana, that Mishana is only when the Nizik can take responsibility. He almost initiated the Ezek. That's the din of Kol Mishana. But the din of Kol Mishana that Mishlokish adopts, that the Nizik has to take responsibility either by the virtue of giving Rishos or by virtue of making it difficult for the Mazik, so that is not, that does not relinquish. In other words, being able to say that the Nizik had some involvement, or the Nizik relinquished some zchuyas, that the Rif would not pass. We don't say that. However, the only time we say Kol Mishana is if the Nizik actually teased or goaded the Mazik and the intervening Mazik. Kol Mishasa. Good. Okay. But I just want to leave off with the one. The barrels are always still stands up. In other words, the Rif's Lashon, the Rif does, obviously, we use this, the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara would seem to indicate that we shouldn't limit Rabba's din to just goading, but it might be a little bit broader of Nesinus Rishus. And that might be what Rish Lakish is saying. Rish Lakish may say that when the actions of the Nizik could be interpreted, when they could be interpreted as Nesinus Rishus, and that's, then that lets the Nizik, lets the Mazik off the hook. And Rava says that the Nizik is supposed to, we don't interpret it broadly. And Rish Lakish would say, and Achanami, there's no sign over here. What happened? But when it could be seen as, that is enough to say that that's called Mishana Bachar Bishina. Almost like a suffix. All right? Okay.